With $3.5 million in state funding, construction can now begin on Mission Heritage Plaza, a mixed-use building and home to the new Civil Rights Institute of Inland Southern California. Rose Mays, vice president of the Institute Board of Directors, says the recent unrest around systemic racism shows the community needs this institute for people of all backgrounds, a place to gather daily, advocate for civil rights, and facilitate intergenerational learning about disparities in housing, health, and economics.
We're repeating some of the same things that we have supposed to have addressed a long time ago, back in the early 60s. And now we're right back from square one, because one of the things we didn't continue to strategize and work in partnership with one another to make sure that the story is being told.
The 92,000 square foot building in downtown Riverside will have 72 affordable housing units above a ground level institute space. This will be the home of an education center for children's programming, a library and archive of the civil rights movement in the region, and a meeting space for community groups. The idea for all this came through a partnership between Mays and Lalit Acharya over a decade ago. Acharya, the Institute's treasurer of the board, says he and Mays share a similar vision for the Institute, wanting it to not only be a place to celebrate the region's rich history, but a meeting place for all people facing civil rights challenges in the community.
It would be just wonderful to have a place where we can bring the minds, the advocates, the people who are pushing for change, and then see that through. I mean, you know, I think, you know, the country evolves. I think we need to change, and we need to make this place a better place for our kids and our grandkids.
With construction expected to begin in the fall, doors will open summer 2021. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.